Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That would be time for our daily afternoon chat with KCBS insider Phil Matera, who joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. As we've been reporting, the Oakland City Council has approved preliminary terms for a new $12 billion waterfront ballpark project for the A's. Team President Dave Cabell telling KCBS earlier today that the team is still trying to sort out today's vote.
We had never seen any of these amendments that were added on the dais today. And so we have to have our real estate team and lawyers kind of evaluate what actually was passed today.
Phil, Cabell says that he was disappointed that the council didn't vote on the terms that the A's proposed. And yet he didn't really close any doors. What do you make of all this today?
It's called diplomacy. It's no secret that the A's, in part, are not happy with what's happened in Oakland, not only with the vote, but also the whole question about how long is this deal now going to take. And he's made it very clear that, as he calls it, parallel paths with negotiations with other cities. And they're going off to Las Vegas tomorrow. I'm not sure whether they wind up in Las Vegas or not. But both sides are leaving the door open, and it depends on who decides to walk through it.
Are you surprised that the council decided not to vote on the proposal that the A's put forward?
No, I'm not. It included things like, not enough affordable housing. I mean, look at the politics of Oakland right now. They've got a homeless problem. They've got, a violence problem. They've got don't have all that much money. The idea of somehow helping billionaires didn't sit well with the local politicians, at least some on the council. I mean, it's one of those things where everybody loves a baseball team, but they don't necessarily love the baseball owners. And when you're playing on the field, you're the baseball team. And when you're talking about building a new ballpark along with apartments and a hotel, you become an owner. It's going to be interesting to see because not only were the A's disappointed with the proposal that was put by the city, they said it just wasn't, what they had in mind. In other words, it's going to cost them money. On the flip side is that I also said, well, what about, when are we going to talk about, a final deal? And that could be months or even a year away because Oakland's just saying, well, we're taking a summer break now and then we'll get back and we'll talk again. And that doesn't sit well with the A's in Major League Baseball. One thing I think the locals, all of us might want to be a little bit concerned about is the nature of the deal that they did pass. And one of the concessions they made to the A's was they agreed to pick up the cost for the infrastructure around in and around the stadium. And that's going to mean they've pledged $352 million of federal money, state money, and regional money to go into that. So that's for state, regional, and transit infrastructure and transit money that they're committing to this deal. And so we now have a stake in it if it's approved.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.